And I'm actually going to kick this off here and apologize that I recommended 7:30, and again, that was a bad choice in time.
She didn't know I was going to be in a speedy mood tonight.
So this was something that in our first strategic planning session on May 26th that we had a little bit of discussion about, and I think there's been a lot of supporting evidence coming out in the meantime with some citizen survey results that we talked about on the 26th, and then the Chamber of Commerce and their community visioning initiative. The Chamber has undertaken basically a campaign called Celebrate Clinton. They kicked it off at their annual meeting, if there were any that were there, followed by a very nice video celebrating some very positive things about Clinton and people being positive about Clinton. And so this is something that they have put together, and they've requested that we would participate. Looking at the total cost of just over $60,000, $30,000 would put in half. At this point, I believe they've committed to $15,000 and will be applying for a grant for the remainder. And so that's the request at this time. I did have the city attorney draft an agreement, knowing that we would need an agreement, some sort of binding document to facilitate this. But I did want to say that this was one item from the strategic plan that is moving quicker than having the plan actually adopted. So,
which is good.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's going to be commercials or?
It's spelled out. Okay. Carrie, do you have a presentation?
I do not, but I will introduce myself and add a couple comments, if I may.
Why don't you, in that, I think the question I'm hearing is, I'd like to know.
I can present this.
Yeah, go over what the marketing plan is.
Sure. Carrie Donaire, Director of the Clinton Convention and Visitors Bureau, here tonight as a Chamber staff member and member of the Community Vision Committee. So are we able to turn this on to show everybody?
Do we need the projector? I think the projector's not on.
There we go.
I don't think the projector. There. It's coming up on TV screen, but. There we go. There we go.
I'll be happy to review this, and something I hope that you'll all keep in mind is that all of these prices actually reflect a match from the marketing contributor, because it's a nonprofit rate. So that's not included on the grid, but there is a nonprofit match. So for example, on the first item, the cable TV commercials, we met with On Media, so a local provider. Those 400 commercials per month over the course of an annual campaign, actually 200 of them are paid commercials and 200 are their match for the nonprofit rate. So so further, there is a billboard component. That would be two billboards around the community with the content changing about every month. Then radio advertising, both on KCLN, MAC 94.7 FM, and then KROS, both FM and AM dial, so also reaching different aspects of the community. Finally, newspaper, print advertising through the Clinton Herald. Again, a nonprofit match rate was used. So really trying to reach the community in different ways, reaching community members, residents, people who work here, live here, travel through the community in high traffic areas, and reaching all that way. Something that is not included verbally in this proposal, but I think I've seen the effects of recently, including at the Chamber annual meeting, is just the viral marketing using a hashtag of Celebrate Clinton, Iowa, Celebrate Clintonia, Clinton IA, and really some reach through some of the social media. So that would come at no additional cost for the annual campaign, but something that we would promote through the committees, through all the print advertising as well, encouraging residents and people who live and work here to utilize that. The content, just a little bit about some of the content, is really at the brainstorming phase as we put this plan together, is really talking about some of the who's who of Clinton, people who were brought up here and have gone to great fame and fortune, talking about the strength of our school district, talking about awards that are both given to individuals, but also like the Iowa River Town of the Year from the Iowa Rivers Revival Group. There's really a very long list. So the content for the marketing will actually be hopefully we'll have a continually lengthening list of that. What else was I going to remember to say? This will integrate with the CVB's marketing plan. That's something I wanted to mention tonight. The CVB really works to do our destination marketing, and we have a very positive effect of that. We have a lot of really, you know, positive projects. This plan is local. It is image. It is a community image campaign. So it is not looking to overreach beyond the destination marketing, but integrate with it. So really kind of building that collective self-image at the community level. And I am sorry, I was late.
That's okay. It gave me more time to write more questions.
We're actually all sitting here holding it against you.
Yeah.
I'd be happy to take any questions.
How will we quantify results from this?
Well, I think one of the things that I've thought about in this, because we have a citizen survey that's got a figure with it.
We've got data now
that is before doing anything, and the idea would be that in probably a two-year time frame, so January 2018, that we would do another citizen survey, and that would be sort of your point of comparison, have things improved. And so it's a delayed thing, but again, this is a one-year strategy, so we're talking about that delay being something where it does give us time to see if there is a measurable impact.
Well, how are we going to determine 12 months from now or 11 months from now, after we've started this, if we need to continue it?
I think to add to what Jessica says, because I do think the survey would be the likely litmus test a year later to say, well, we had these survey results, and do some sort of sample to work with the same questions to gather the same type of idea about the community image. But also there's a digital component to the campaign. So on the Clinton Herald's advertising, there's a digital component, so you'd be able to look at click-through rates, or if we want to drive traffic to the city's website, or just look at even the use of the hashtag or use of new social media. The easy statistics would be the digital advertising. The radio and billboard obviously is a little bit more abstract, so I think the survey follow-up would be a good idea.
Yeah, and we're utilizing just the survey that was sent out by the city, or the CVI and the city's.
We haven't really talked about how to integrate those yet. I would say the city survey was more scientific in terms of it was sent to random individuals who had a code that they, you know, were not everybody got it. Whereas the focus groups that were done as part of the Community Visioning Initiative by the Chamber were more selective. People could self-select to be in that. And so, but I think there are similar results that were seen, and so that's where I don't think we can say that really, you know, there's the more scientific and statistically sound data is wrong, because we have the verbal oral data to back it up as well. So I think that's where we're trying to integrate. Once I do get the copy of the citizen survey report, I've told Jennifer with ECIA that I would get that to her so that she could see that, how that potentially affects her data. But overall, I think there's more similarities than differences.
I think the surveys are great. My thoughts here are, as if this works, we'll know without a survey. Right? We should.
I think so.
You should be able to tell,
yeah,
and get a sense of.
We live here. We all, you know, you should be able to tell by attitudes, you know, if it's working or not.
If you're doing twice as many appraisals, we're probably good.
Yeah, yeah. But you know what I'm saying. You're with your group.
People
and
talk
someone
about it.
Starts bringing it up. People start talking about. That's when you know it's working. Because if
the appraisers and realtors will tell you.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So what do you think are the specific benefits to this? What's the goal? What long-term outcome is going to really help us by spending this money?
Let me answer your last question first. Okay. I think the outcome could be a collective sense of ownership over the community's image. I think that's the beauty of the broad Celebrate Clinton idea, is that Celebrate Clinton will mean something different to different people, different demographics, different social circles, but everyone can embrace it. I think it will mean something to people who return to the community. I, of course, always have that filter on for, you know, the visitors coming through, but I think that people coming home come home to Clinton, and they'll see that there's still pride in the community and people taking seriously the accomplishments that are happening. So for me, it's about and this is my personal opinion, but, you know, after having participated on the committees and seeing survey results, I think the most important aspect is that it is something that we will all own and participate in and be invited to participate in.
I agree. Goes back to the quality of place, trickle-up effect. I mean, this could have a lot of good impacts. And, you know, I run into this all, you know, all the time. I'll meet some folks that maybe are moving up here and from another community, and they get negative things from people that live here. And, you know, some of them still move here, some of them don't. But that's unfortunate. You know, each community has its ups and downs, but, you know, we can be our own worst enemies in a lot of instances. And if we can, I think this is a good step in changing it. I don't think, I mean, a survey, of course, would be nice in the end, but I don't think we'll need a survey. I think we'll know darn well if it works or not, just by people's attitudes. Mm-hmm. So,
I hope so.
Jessica, I think Davenport, don't they survey their every year?
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of other cities. Generally, citizen surveys are fairly expensive endeavors to undertake. Davenport kind of does things a little bit differently with more neighborhood groups. But if you're doing just a broad random selection, you know, to provide some statistical significance to your results, then that's where you're generally paying a company to do it. I'm hoping that this can be something that we can continue with Augustana to do, and just pay for their cost to do it and do it a little bit cheaper.
Okay.
I think to answer Cody's question before you came to town here, probably eight or 9 years ago, DeWitt did this, and they were very successful. They had key people from the community do the commercials. It was constantly on TV, constantly broadcast. And whether it was coincidental or directly related to it, Guardian Glass started showing up. The air freshener place showed up. They tiffed about half their town, and they landed a lot of business and
dividends for
yeah,
them as well.
Yeah, it worked
redid
well.
Redid their downtown.
It redid their whole downtown over the whole thing. So. I think if we look at it the same way, just one thing to mention, there's a community close to, I believe it was Elmhurst, and they just built a brand new library, and they wanted to make sure that it was a regional thing. And they had a tweeting contest, which I don't know. They had a contest of who could get the most tweets to relate the fact that the library is there. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you put up $2,500 prize money and see who can get the most tweets, and we'll get you get it from here to Utah at no expense. I mean, it's just an idea.
So, yeah, it's a great. Yeah. There's Snapchat too. We apparently don't have a Clinton, Iowa Snapchat
filter thing
that shows you that you're in Clinton and you can embrace that. So this is another. That would be a free way to develop the filter for Snapchat so that all the Snapchatters just say, "Hey, I'm in Clinton, Iowa. I'm celebrating Clinton, Iowa." So it's a good idea.
One of the things I guess I would like to see, and I know you kind of touched on it, was the social media aspect to this marketing plan. So much of it is done now with social media, and I know the newspaper had a little bit there, but even if it was shifting some costs around to really focus on what happens on social media, I know you know, the paper could probably tell you what they see, and there's so many, there is a lot of bouts of negativity out there because people are, you know, are more prone to do it behind their computer than they are to maybe, you know, vocalize that. But even to drive that positivity out there versus the negativity, because that's what picks up. Mm-hmm. So
that's part of the thought that I was having. You know, I realize this is a campaign for community image, so we're marketing just really to Clinton. But I'm looking at how we're doing it, and I'm looking at the people of today. And give you an example, cable TV. It's on the 5 cable channels. Well, if you don't have cable TV, you're never going to see them. Billboard advertising, if you're driving around town, you'll see them. KCLN Mac, if you listen to the station, if you never listen to the station, never going to hear those. KROS, no offense, Dave, but there are people that don't listen to KROS. The younger generation doesn't, so that's not going to be heard. So now you get down to the newspaper. So the digital part of the newspaper is probably the biggest piece. The print side, not so much. The younger generations don't read. So I'm not sure who we're reaching, if we're really reaching all the demographics in town.
Let me share one more piece of information then.
Okay.
Okay, the graphic you see is from On Media. So that really gives us some flexibility about how we choose the cable channels. So you can choose by your demographic, and within the demographic, if we say we want to gear it to families or women or whatever age group, we have the flexibility. If we want to hand select those cable channels, we're able to. And then to your point about reaching a younger audience, my understanding through the Herald's digital, we would be able to even include geographic or psychographic. So there's some capabilities with the digital advertising that you're able to choose your audience a little bit.
I'm just concerned because, like, you're showing me that there, I'd never be able to see one of them because I have Dish. People have Direct. You have people that just have just a plain antenna. When you talked about, I remember DeWitt's advertising that they did years ago. They were actually on the big channels down on Channel 6 and Channel 8.
Networks.
On networks, where everybody gets that, even if you've got Dish or Direct, because those are commercials that are playing during the news. You see them. They might have had them on one night a week, but there was still, they were there. LeClaire does quite a bit of that. They spend the money.
I would say that's really a good point, just because having bought advertising a lot, it's a very difficult thing to try to do to balance, especially with, you know, being serviced by Dish or DirecTV or Mediacom or whoever it is. You know, you're either getting one or not the other, and that's what I'm
just concerned about, if we're hitting all the market. And I'm really thinking of the younger generations that use alternate sources of media than what you know my old generation is used to doing. So I know, and then the other thought that I have, and I don't know if this has been approached, but you know, you have the chambers footing some of the bill. You're asking the city, we're trying to market the school district. Have you asked the school district to contribute to this?
I don't want to speak to the chamber's composition, but the chamber aspect of the budget, I believe, is fundraising and some that's already in the chamber budget. So I'm not sure if the school district has been approached.
Because, you know, I guess that's one of the things that we learned from our Fort Dodge trip, that a lot of groups work together. And school district is a partner in as far as marketing the city. And, you know, we're marketing them. We're trying to promote their district. They're doing a fine job of improving their image, but yet I'm not sure that we should be doing all the costs for them, that they should be a partner in this. That's just my opinion.
And I don't know if that conversation has been had yet, so I don't want to assume that it has or hasn't.
Going back quite a long time ago, before any of this came about, when you and I and someone else, I had talked with Deb and just said, hey, we were thinking about some things, what do you think? And she said she would be interested on discussing it more. I never contacted her again about it, so I think we probably should contact them to discuss it. So.
And I think she's been included on some of the community vision informational meetings and such, but that conversation should be had specifically.
And that's where I would say that's a conversation for the chamber to have, since this is their campaign. We're just being asked to be a contributor to the campaign.
Yeah. I think going back to the cable TV thing, it kind of maybe more quality advertising versus quantity. You know, I would rather have it on some of the bigger stuff less often than a bunch on stuff no one ever sees. You know what I mean? And I think social media is going to probably get us the furthest out of all this. Along, everybody will see the billboards too around town, of course. And I'm sure the, you know, some advertisements on like the buses and stuff.
I guess my other question would be, is this set in stone? If the city, you know, decides this is going to be funded, is there any input that we would have? Giving $30,000, would that be flexible at all?
Really, the way this is written is not to be flexible. And I think the thing to step back and remember is the chamber is undertaking this, and yes, they're asking for money, but the idea was not that anybody from the city would be directly involved in determining the advertisement or really participating in it. That this is, we're being asked to fund it, not to manage it. I guess that's probably the best way. And so what you have in there is Exhibit A, and it's referenced as Exhibit A. And so that's where I think if there's some disagreements with that, we would want to probably propose that. But at this point, it's $30,000 towards the cost of a campaign, and Exhibit A is what they're saying they would intend to spend it on.
I think of, you know, our conversations we had a little about doing it ourselves and you know, forming a committee and about, you know, would be a whole year even getting started. So I think this is a great way to get started. I think it's more than reasonable because, you know, I don't know advertising, but, you know, I was thinking 50 to 100 in my mind to get something decent going. So
yeah. I think yeah,
this is kind of a great way to get started. And
I think we can review this, yeah. And I know you guys will be as well, as time progresses. I mean, is there something saying that if you determine 6 months down the road, you have to spend the money this way? I mean, if you determine a better way to allocate some of these funds 6 months from now, are you locked in stone into doing it?
Do you mean in the agreement here that's proposed?
And yeah, in this breakdown.
Well, most of those are probably contracts that you're going to agree with.
Yeah.
Are they?
Okay. These would all, yes, correct, Cody. These would be annual contracts.
Okay.
I would just say, you know, the network that CBB has with other Visitors Bureau is light years ahead of where we'd even be if we had formed a committee with a lot of people that knew anything about advertising, which I don't think we have anyone that really that good at, except for someone who owns their own business. But the way I'm looking at it is, whatever we get out of this is better than what we're getting now. I mean, we're not doing anything.
We're not doing anything, yeah. Right.
So, I mean, we need to, for 30 grand, we take a stab at it. If 10 families hear it and move to town, it's a no-brainer.
Hopefully it's so successful we double it next
year. Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Yeah, I would just add, I think without a specific marketing person on city staff or, you know, someone who's really charged with this workload, working through the chamber and the community vision committee, and with my support, I feel like that's a great best case scenario to get started. So that's how I look at it.
I move we move it forward to the next council meeting?
Second.
Yeah, it would be the next council meeting. We have a motion and a second. Is there any other questions of Carrie or any other comments?
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hearing none, could we have roll call, please?
Councilmember Connell?
Yes.
Gassman?
Yes.
Seeley?
Yes.
McGraw?
Yes.
Detterman?
Yes.
O'Neill?
Yes.
Thank you.